Dr. Macheski's mini-rocket shot into the sky. Standing atop the hill, Dr. Macheski and Sam had a perfect view of the drama unfolding below. The plucky Dachshund was running at full speed toward the gleaming white bone, scattering the sheep and show dogs from their burying duties. Tom Buckley was sprinting after his daughter. The little silver missile glinting in the sunshine was bearing down on Nicky, with Lucy right behind the sausage dog. Correcting course as often as it did, the missile seemed to possess a malicious mind, ruthless and determined to kill. Dr. Macheski knew he wouldn't have many chances to knock the missile off course. His hands were sweating as he gripped his mini-rocket's remote control. He steeled himself and went into action. The mini-rocket made a speedy arc through the air and caught up with the missile. The crowd below gasped in astonishment as the new rocket made an appearance. When they realised Dr. Macheski was controlling it, they began to shout encouragement. The mini-rocket dwarfed the missile in size, but not, unfortunately, in grace and accuracy. It lunged at the missile. It missed. The crowd held its breath. "Try again, Dr. Macheski," Sam shouted. "Take it out!" Tom Buckley loped up behind Lucy, scooped her into his arms and sprinted as far from the Dachshund as he could. The air screamed through his lungs and excruciating pain shot down his back as he held his daughter aloft. The sausage dog, meanwhile, scaled the large mound of dirt that almost completely covered Gav's big bone and skidded to a halt. The missile hurtled earthward, its eerie squeal growing louder as it pushed the air angrily out of the way. Amy screamed as it powered toward the Dachshund sitting atop the bone. As the deadly missile accelerated, fire and thick black smoke spewed from its tail.